Georgia-Pacific says the layoffs will help the company save $100 million a year, according to spokesperson Robert Burns.
The overall announcement within Georgia-Pacific, 850 jobs are being eliminated over the next 18 months. And of those 850, a little more than half of those will be in the Green Bay area.
The announcement is another sign Wisconsin continues to bleed manufacturing jobs. Thousands have been lost since 2001. A business professor at UW Green Bay says the Georgia-Pacific cuts are a sign that manufacturing jobs aren't safe. Sally Dresdo teaches human resource management. She says those who lose their jobs will have trouble finding something comparable.
I would think that certainly a vast majority of them would have trouble finding positions that would give them the same level of pay and benefits that they have experienced at Georgia-Pacific. Some may be able to take advantage of some of Procter & Gamble's expansion, but the new equipment they're putting in is fairly high-tech, and it will take a while to do.
Last month, Procter & Gamble began building a new paper machine in Green Bay, but it's not expected to be finished until 2007. And Dresdo says remaining employees will watch to see if Georgia-Pacific is swallowing a bitter pill all at once or if more layoffs are in the cards.
Corporations take a couple of different strategies in the layoffs. Do they want to do them in smaller segments and have several, or are they just going to take all the bad news at once and have then get over it? And it creates a lot of stress in the employees, and it makes the survivors wonder, well, when's the next, and how soon is there going to be another layoff?
Georgia-Pacific is also reconfiguring its warehousing system. The company says the move will eventually create jobs, but those will be contracted with an outside firm. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.